Good morning, kiddos. The Raven Looney, Jay Daniels here, behind the podcast mic in the Muffin Junkie studio on a cold, crisp, but sunny morning here in October. Oh, I love this month. As I look out the window, I am taking in all the wonderful colors of leaves. We've got yellow and orange and brown. They are gorgeous. And it's a great time of the year, as I say, because hockey season has begun, and we all know that the Vancouver Canucks will do better than they did last year, or at least we hope they will. And besides the sports-related stuff, October, of course, is a month that has Halloween, a day of costumes and treats. And speaking of treats, kiddos, today's special podcast will be sweet indeed. The special musical guest today is a talented musician from Liverpool in the United Kingdom, Kevin Woodruff. Now, Kevin's music continues in the tradition of the Beatles, Jerry and the Pacemakers, The Searchers, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, the Icicle Works, Echo and the Bunnymen, and many more artists that have made and continue to make songs from this region. In fact, I'm going to kick things off today on this podcast about Kevin Woodruff's music. We're going to hear a track by Kevin called Four Flights Up.
Annual event in this small town, the round of the boys a mile around, they fleeing down gold stolen from their hearts. They clash with their fathers bold and strong, sit their son down and exclaim what's wrong, a sense that evil looks behind their eyes. All I'm saying is it's too hard to pick up the pieces of a broken heart. Sit with a soul lying in a room, put the blame on someone waking up too soon. Pray for rain to take away the pain. Under the bloodless sky I can see my name. I'll take my claim if it's all the same. Designer of the world of flame, laughed out loud, I'm so glad he came. I saw his eyes were burning bright with fire. All I'm saying is it's too hard to pick up the pieces of a broken heart. Sit with a soul lying in a room, put the blame on someone waking up too soon. What's all this noise about when you turn around? I'm lying four flights up, look at me, drop the chip, drop down. What's all this noise about when you turn around? I'm lying four flights up, look at me, drop the chip, drop down. I can hear you calling, it won't be long, my love. Down the road we're falling, don't drag me down, drag me down with you. I tell you a secret, don't spread it around. They're out of control and come to town. The devil's daughter is always on my mind. Through the rainstorm, clutching flowers, counting the stars to pack away the hours. Dark nightmares creep up from behind. What's all this noise about when you turn around? I'm lying for flights up, look
getting up the chips are down. What's all this noise about when you turn around? I'm lying for flight, just to getting up the chips are down. What's all this noise about when you turn around?
Good morning, Kevin, and thank you for being the special musical guest on today's podcast of The Muffin Junkie.
Hi, Jay. Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks very much for having me on your podcast. It's always nice when people get in touch and say how much they like your music.
Well, Kevin, the pleasure is all mine because you have a classic Mercy Beat sound that I really dig. Now, my first question for you today, Kevin, I mentioned in my opening monologue, your music has a classic Mercy Beat feel to it. Now, for all the North American listeners out there listening to this podcast today, is it fair to say that this incredible sound that your music is styled in is characteristic of many of the bands from Liverpool and the areas near the Mercy River that play music in this style? And how has living in this region, the area itself, influenced your songwriting?
I'd have to say that my music isn't just influenced by Liverpool bands, by bands all over the country and even American bands. It's a mixture of so many different influences. Obviously, growing up in Liverpool, there's the Merseybeat sound, I think, is in there. But I was growing up in the 80s, listening to a lot of bands like Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, Haircut 100, so many bands that I think I've taken little bits from each one of those influences. And they're in my music, along with, you know, a lot of the 60s influence as well. Yeah, so I think it's not just Liverpool bands that are in there, I would say. Although that is a big part of the sound that I'm trying to get, I suppose.
Absolutely, Kevin. And I played your song Four Flights Up in the opening of today's podcast. What can you tell the Muffin Junkie listeners about this excellent tune of yours?
Four Flights Up, I must confess, I nicked that title off of Lloyd Cole and the Commotions album. The song really is, I don't know really, I tend to use a lot of imagery in my lyrics, so I think I like the listeners to sort of make up their own mind on what the song's about. I suppose the premise of the song is being alone in a bedsit and loneliness, I suppose, and just lying there dreaming your life away. I suppose a lot of the lines in the song are quite dreamy. I also like the guitars on that song and also vocally as well. So yeah, I would say it's one of my personal favourites anyway. I'm glad you like it.
I think it goes without saying that a lot of great bands have come out of the Merseyside area. Perhaps now, Kevin, you could share with us and fill us in on some of your musical influences from this region and otherwise. And I know you've also told me that you really like mod music. Now, which bands or musicians really made you want to get into music when you were but an impressionable young lad? And do you remember your first song you wrote that you thought, this is good, I best record this?
Ooh, this could take a while, this answer. I think I said earlier on, the Beatles were a big influence. But growing up in Liverpool, my mum was a massive country and western fan, so I grew up listening to a lot of country and western. Hank Williams, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, to name but a few. But it wasn't until I discovered an album by the Beatles, I think it was Help. And once I put that on the turntable, there was no turning back for me. My mum actually didn't have any more albums, so a neighbour I found out was a big Beatles fan, so I used to borrow some albums off them. I suppose as well, punk rock came along not long after that, 1977. That was another big turning point for me, listening to The Clash, The Jam, The Stranglers, Sex Pistols. I think they were really influential on me wanting to pick up a guitar, and especially The Jam, I think, with Paul Weller. They started getting me into the mod culture as well, with the black and white suits, and they always looked dead smart on stage, and the haircuts and that. Similar to the Beatles, really, with the Beatles suits and similar haircuts there. So I think that was the connection I made with them. So yeah, I think it was The Jam that really made me want to pick up a guitar and start playing. And then there was the second Merseybeat era in Liverpool, early 80s, with the likes of Echo and the Bunnymen, Teardrop Explodes. I think by that time I'd started a band by then. But there was a really big resurgence of music in Liverpool at the time with those bands. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Lightning Seeds and all them. But going back to the 60s influence as well, once I was into The Jam, it made me want to seek out all these 60s bands that Paul Weller was into, like The Small Faces, The Kinks, who were just, I mean, Ray Davies is such a great songwriter. And, those type of songwriters, Paul Weller, I think Lloyd Cole's another hero of mine, songwriting. Obviously Lennon and McCartney. But yeah, all big influences on me. As regards to the first song I wrote that I thought was any good, I'd have to go back a long time to try and remember that one. Oh, I must have been in me early to late teens when I wrote my first song. I'd have to think about that one, if I'm honest. I might come back to that one.
Not a problem, Kevin. We can come back to that, Kevin, at another point in the interview, if you'd like. But right now, I thought it might be boss cool to play a song of yours that I think's a real gas, and I really dig it. It's called Humanity Street. It's an excellent song, and I'm going to play it now for the listeners. And when we come back, I'll have you talk all about Humanity Street.
Deathbound, we are blind, and we wanna leave it all behind. on humanity's dream. There's a young man lying at the side of the road.
Humanity Street was my attempt at writing a Weller type or Weller type song. I don't know whether anyone's familiar with this song, That's Entertainment by The Jam. I was trying to capture a snapshot of what it's like in the UK now. Lines like an old man lying in the road, you know, homeless people, soldiers coming home from the war and not getting the recognition they deserve, you know, for going away and fighting for their country. Old Mrs. Jones won't go out anymore because there's gangs on the corner. Living to the beat of the sirens, a line in the song. Also a young man lying in the road, binge drinking, and, you know, trying to capture all those sentiments in a song, you know. Not really sentiments, but trying to get that image across of what it's like living in Britain today. Yeah, I think I do a good job of that myself personally, but, you know, I also like the guitars on that as well. I like a lot of guitars with a lot of reverb on, and, you know, that tremolo, 60s tremolo effect. I think you'll find a lot of that on my songs. Yeah, so that's basically what Humanity Street's about.
Again, a fantastic song, Kevin. Why don't we go now further into detail about your sound? What guitar do you favor? What brand of amp? And what elements do you think make for a good song with respect to the overall sound, feel, and the lyrical content? And do you keep a notebook and write down ideas that come to you? Or does it come to you as you just say, strum on your guitar, and something comes to you at that point as far as the lyrics before you're about to record?
I think I touched on that in the last question, yeah. I use an old Fender Strat. I go through an old Fender amp, and I've got a Takamine acoustic guitar. They're the only guitars I own, and they're the only guitars I record with. But I really like, as far as effects go, reverb, that tremolo effects from the 60s, wah-wah sort of effects. There's a couple of bands in England now. There's the Arctic Monkeys. And there's a young Liverpool lad called Miles Kane who started the last Shadow Puppets with Alex Turner out of the Arctic Monkeys. And they've got one out there. They only did one album together, but the sound he captured on that with loads of trebly guitar and reverbs, it's fantastic. And you know, I just love that sound and try to get as much as that on my music as I can. Yeah, so as records, I don't really carry a notebook around with me anymore. I think mobile phones are great for getting ideas down quickly now with these voice recorders, and you get these apps, notebook apps on them, and you can just type down any lyrical ideas that you get. So, yeah, my mobile phone, basically me recorder and my notebook, which is great when you want to do stuff on the fly, you know, and just when you get ideas instantly and you get a melody in your head especially, and you can just record that melody, you know, in case you forget it when you get home later. Yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
Now, another one of your songs that I really enjoy is called Let the River Flow. Could you talk about this song and introduce it for the listeners, and then we'll hear it?
Yeah, the next song Jay is going to play is called Let the River Flow. This is my attempt at trying to do a bit of a Phil Spector again, going back to the 60s. I don't think there's a better decade in music for me personally. Although I was only very young in the 60s. I was only 10 when the Beatles split up. But the music that came out of that decade, I think, will never be repeated. So, yeah, this is my attempt at doing a Phil Spector type things with the drums at the beginning. And the song's basically about don't bottle things up when you've got things on your mind. You know, you might tend to send yourself round the bends. You know, let the river flow is sort of a roundabout way of saying, you know, let it out, you know, talk to someone, don't bottle things up. Yeah, so hope you enjoy it.
Sail you away to my heart, heart. my heart, heart. All alone in a lonely room, I'm holding the keys to your heart. I feel your love with every breath I take, and the love you make. You won't have to look too far. You won't have to look too far.
Now, Kevin, as we wind down part one of the interview about your music, I have a question that's totally unrelated to your music, actually. Now, here in Canada, as I'm sure you've heard, it's widely known around the world that ice hockey is the favorite sport here. But over in the UK, where you're from, football reigns supreme, what we in Canada here would call soccer. But you added first, so we'll refer it to as football. Now, there's a thing called the Merseyside Derby. It's a battle between these two premier football clubs, Liverpool and Everton, and better music and tea comes out of Liverpool. So I'm guessing naturally it follows that football lads from Liverpool have the advantage, and they would trump Everton. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, first of all, Jay, you've upset me already by saying, does Liverpool trump Everton? Because I am an Everton supporter. I am from the blue side of Merseyside.
Kevin, I'm absolutely sorry. My face is red here in the Muffin Junkie studio. I was just reading off the research notes about you in front of me that Stephanie gave me. It says that you were a Liverpool supporter, when in fact you're an Everton supporter. Apologies again. Stephanie, what happened there?
Sorry, Jay and Mr. Woodruff.
And it pains me to say that more often than not, Liverpool do trump Everton. But we're having a bit of a resurgence at the moment with a new manager. So fingers crossed we can trump Liverpool this season.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of good banter between the Reds and the Blues on Merseyside. There's not, you know, you find at the derby matches that they sit next to each other. Families are divided by who they support. All my family were Liverpoolians. I was the only Evertonian in our house. So, yeah, it's all good friendly banter most of the time.
You know, Kevin, I've shown that I know absolutely nothing about UK football. But that oversight said, let's talk about something I do know about, and the Muffin Junkie listeners do know about right now. It's breakfast. And in Canada, it's customary here to put on your Macintosh jacket when you're having breakfast. And you can have it at dinner time, too, put on your Macintosh jacket. Then it becomes a Canadian dinner jacket. But let me ask you a question here, Kevin, the Muffin Junkie listeners, and I would love to know, what is the quintessential Liverpudlian breakfast, and which tea reigns supreme above all others in the Merseyside?
Right, yeah, the Liverpool breakfast, I suppose, is what we like to call, if you go in a cafe in Liverpool, any greasy spoon, as they're called, you'll see them advertising a breakfast called a belly buster, which is probably double of everything, 4 or 5 rashers of bacon, a couple of eggs, black pudding, sausage, beans, tomato, all under one place.
Holy smokes.
Not very healthy, like, but tastes damn good, though.
Tasty.
And tea, well, I think everyone's different in Liverpool. It's down to personal taste. I suppose my favourite is PG Tips, if you've heard of that one, Over Your Side of the Water.
No, I've never heard of those, but they sound scrumptious, Kevin, and we can talk about that while I go to a podcast identification break, and then we'll come back to part two of your interview and hear lots more of your songs and have you talk about them and much more.
The Muffin Junkie is a psychedelic trip. A psychedelic trip. The Raving Loony plays the best lo-fi. Sounds from every country and city and town.
Welcome back, kiddos, to part two of our special interview with talented Liverpool musician Kevin Woodruff. Now, Kevin, my first question for you in part two of the interview is, the Merseyside music scene enjoyed a resurgence in the 80s and 90s, thanks to bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, the Icicle Works, the Laws, and the Lightning Seeds, for example. As we move forward into music being made there today, what new bands do you like?
Oh, gee, I can't believe I left out bands like the Icicle Works and the Laws. Two great bands to come out of Liverpool. I actually know the bass player, Chris Legg, from the Icicle Works very well, yeah. They had some great songs on the Laws. I mean, what can you say about the Laws? They only had one album, but what an album. As regards to today's artists in Liverpool, there's a starting to boom again in Liverpool, the music scene. Some great young bands. Actually, Alan McGee, who discovered Oasis, is actually based in Liverpool at the moment because he's heard, you know, all the excitement that's going on, you know, with all these young bands. Off the top of my head, Go Fiasco, who is Alan McGee's looking at the moment, great psychedelic band. Jimmy and the Revolvers, a very Merseybeat sounding band as well. A band called Stray Wolf Club, who are very sort of Bruce Springsteen. And a couple of punk bands, one called the Cheap Thrills. So, you know, it's not just all about the Merseybeat sound there. That, you know, there's all sorts of different genres going on. Yeah, so, you know, I'd say a lot of good things happening in Liverpool at the moment with Alan McGee being based up here. Also, Steve Levine, who is a great record producer from the 80s and 90s, he's based up here as well. So things are looking up at the moment, yeah. There could be a resurgence of Liverpool bands getting signed, hopefully, in the next couple of years.
Right now, Kevin, I thought it might be a blast for the listeners to hear three tracks of yours in a row. This Dead Town, Trap Door, and Give Up the Ghost. And after they finish playing, I'm going to get you to comment on each of them.
Town. trap door. I'm waiting for the hangman to come. Trap door. I'm standing on a trap door. I'm waiting for the hangman to come. Yes, I killed sweet Emily. Killed by rage and jealousy. Don't expect you to pity me. After all the things I've done, you'll see me.
We're going to do a bit of rocking, I think.
Right, so what's this one called, mate?
Give Up the Ghost.
Right, off you go, Squire.
Hold your eyes and count to 10, dear. It matters not if it's not clear. I have seen, I have overcame. I will not walk this path again. Now it's time to give up the ghost. I think it's time to give up the ghost, 'cause I miss you the most. I have crawled to the lowest places, I have stood on the highest ground. I would never take a life, I told you, sit with me on the bottom line. 'Cause it's time to give up the ghost. I think it's time to give up the ghost, 'cause I miss you the most. She opens the doors, she opens our minds, she leaves us the keys in places that we can't find. Stumbled into the light and I saw you. It's a light that never fades away. A tainted soul with wild eyes, innocence. You make me feel like I belong. But it's time to give up the ghost. I think it's time to give up the ghost, 'cause I miss you the most. I miss you the most.
let's give up the ghost.
Thanks for Jay for playing those three songs. The first one you heard there was This Dead Town. I got the idea for that song after listening to a zombie movie. I started thinking about the town that I live in Liverpool, and the way this government we've got in at the moment is sucking the life out of everyone, with price rises everywhere, unemployment's going up. The young kids of today have really got no future at the moment, and you know, it's sort of a little song about that really. Trapdoor is a tale of love gone wrong. A guy comes home, finds his girlfriend in bed with her lover, and eventually snaps and murders the two of them. And as he's standing on the gallows waiting to be hung, he's thinking back on what he's done. It's my attempt of trying to write a sort of a Mexican Quentin Tarantino style movie song. I think I like the guitars and that, going back to the trebly reverb sound there. It's one of my favourites. Got a lot of good reviews in Liverpool on the local scene, so yeah, I do like that one. Give Up the Ghost. It was recorded live for a radio show, which is hosted by a good friend of mine, Billy Kelly. He just asked me to come on one day, and he does a live lounge where you can go into the studio, play three songs live, and he plays it on the show, does a little bit of an interview. Yeah, so Give Up the Ghost is my attempt to write a jam song, going back to Paul Weller and jam, trying to get a punky sound there. Someone actually said on the SoundCloud page that it reminded them of Neil Young, that song, which, you know, I don't mind that. That's very flattering. So that's just a little story about each one of those songs, and I hope you enjoyed them.
Kevin, I'd like to rewind for a moment now, if you don't mind, and ask you again about your appearance on Billy Kelly's Live Lounge segment. Which is excellent, by the way, and I recommend it to all the Muffin Junkie listeners, so they check that out on Liver Radio. How did that come to be, and how do you know Billy Kelly?
Well, Billy Kelly is a very old friend of mine. I first met Billy Kelly when he was in a mod band back in the late 70s in Liverpool. He fronted a three-piece mod band which were based on the Jam. He's a great singer-songwriter, still doing his stuff today. I really recommend that you check out his stuff on SoundCloud. He's writing the best songs of his career at the moment, Billy. But he also hosts a radio show in Liverpool, showcasing a lot of all the unsigned bands and unsigned singer-songwriters. There are a few knocking about in Liverpool, these type of shows, but Billy really goes out to the clubs in town, interviews all the bands, records some live sessions with them, and he's becoming a bit of a celebrity around Liverpool at the moment, is Billy. But he, as I said, he does play around town as well. He does a lot of gigs himself, just solo gigs, and he's got some great songs as well, Billy, well worth checking out. But it's a great radio show. It's great for all these young bands to get exposure. And he's doing a really good job, Billy.
Now, Kevin, why don't you introduce the next two songs of yours that we're going to hear?
Okay, the next two songs Jay's going to play for you. The first one is Happy Home, in brackets Flower Queen, and followed by When There's No One Around. Thanks very much.
Drifting over yellow fields, while flowers weave the summer breeze. You blister the dream through your restless sleep. Shadows fade and drift away.
save them for another day. Don't leave it all behind. Break my happy home. Don't leave me all alone. To be who you want to be. Nothing more. Silent trees, the cracks of blue sound far away. Flicker by like autumn leaves, the flower queen no more alone. Something chilled me to the bone, nowhere left to roam. Break my happy home. Don't leave. All alone. Just be who you wanna be. I've nothing more to say. Prepare one day to fade away, fade away, fade away. Stars and angel wings, they're just a few of my favorite things. I cut the sky just to watch it bleed. Prophesized in the books we read, a magical world of make-believe. Don't throw it all away. I'd raise my happy home. One day to fade away, fade away.
Kevin, you've recorded an EP called Recycled Soul, and the listeners can hear your songs on SoundCloud. It's Kev Woody Music there. Now, is there going to be a new collection of songs by you out sometime in the near future?
Yeah. You can all check my songs out on SoundCloud. I've actually got quite a few half-finished songs at the moment, so I'm looking to record another EP soon. And yeah, hopefully that'll be on SoundCloud. Pretty soon, hopefully, yeah. So I'm writing all the time, get ideas all the time, and that's just something I love doing. So just keep checking their SoundCloud page for some new Kev Woody songs.
Now, I really dig your song titles, Kevin. A Fistful of Misery, for example, comes to mind. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play A Fistful of Misery in just a moment. But before I do, could you tell us, Kevin, about coming up with this uber cool song title and about the song in general?
I always think that song titles are important. A song title's got to grab someone's attention, I think. And I think it makes, if I see a song title that grabs my attention, I want to listen to the song right away. So A Fistful of Misery came about when I was watching A Fistful of Dollars starring Clint Eastwood. So it's a bit of a twist on that. It's a song that came really quickly. As soon as I had the title in my head, I had to go to the studio and get something down. And I think I got all the words and the melody within an hour. You know, so I do think song titles, you know, cool song titles are really, you know, essential. The song itself is about again being down on your luck and. No matter how much you're trying to search for some sort of happiness, you know, guy keeps putting his hand in his pocket and he keeps pulling out a fistful of misery. His luck's just not changing at all. Yeah, so basically, they're not also biographical, these songs, by the way. I'm a pretty happy guy, but I just like, you know, telling little stories in these songs. So, yeah, that's basically what that one's about, being down on your luck. And it doesn't seem to be changing at all, yeah. So, hope you like that one.
It makes no sense to me at all. I know the writing's on the wall. Every time I put my hand in my pocket, I always seem to pull out a fist full of misery. Misery. Thank you.
blackbird's slow and dreamy call. The breezy tone, both wet and dry. There's no one here to break the spell. Am I about to kiss and tell? To see you fall, I want you to answer my call. Touch me with those pretty eyes. There's no kiss, no big surprise. There's nothing more for me to say. Sometimes I wanna run away. Cause every time I put my hand in my pocket, I always seem to pull out a fist full of misery. 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 And I'm all alone now in a crowded room. So many sad faces. I'll be leaving soon. I'm all in a darkness form. I don't feel so sad at all. Slowly rock myself to sleep. I say anything to keep the peace. As the black cars roll on by, I can see a teardrop in your eye. I'll meet you at this lonely high. There's nothing left for me to say. Sometimes I wanna run away. Cause every time I put my hand in my pocket, I always seem to pull out a fist full of misery. 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 Misery.
As we get to near the ending of the podcast, Kevin, there's something that I just have to ask you. Could you teach me some words in Scouse? Authentic Liverpudlian Scouse.
Right, so you want to learn a couple of Scouse words? Well, I don't consider myself really Scouse. Well, I talk, you know, if you were to meet someone who talked really broad Liverpudlian, you probably wouldn't understand the word to say. So, try and say, come Ed La, which means, come on, let's go. What else is there? We say sound, which means great that, like that, or boss, that was boss that la, which means that was great. La is short for lad, by the way, or mate, another word for mate. So... try and repeat that a couple of times, Jay.
Okay, here it goes. Come ed la. I'm sorry, Kevin. Sound. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I better stick with Canadian, eh? Stick to what I'm good at. Kevin, I just wanted to thank you and also the folks over back in the UK and Liverpool that are listening to the podcast today for being great sports. I think the world of each and every one of you, and thank you for listening today. Now, before Kevin leads us out of the podcast today about his excellent music, I have a special announcement. In November, there won't be a scheduled Muffin Junkie podcast up, but don't you worry, I'm going to be using the time to record an extended-length Christmas special. And I'm asking that any bands or musicians that have been on this show in the past, or anybody listening today, a band or musician that are listening today that would like to contribute an original psychedelic or grudge or mercy beat or mod or folk or blues or punk Christmas song, no covers please, would send it to me before the second week of November at the latest, so I can add it into the show, and your band will be represented on the podcast. You can contact me if you're interested at jay.daniels43@gmail.com and send me your original Christmas song. If you're on a label, of course, I'll need the permission of the label to play it. Or if you're on a Creative Commons license, let me know and I can just put that on. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that, because I'm excited about that already. There's some incredible bands that are going to be on that Christmas special. Now let's get back to the ending of the podcast here with Kevin. Now before we end today's podcast, Kevin, I just want to thank you for being the special musical guest on today's Muffin Junkie, and for Kev Woody Music for granting us permission to play your songs here today. Now, do you have any mates out there that you want to give a shout out to before we go out with your song, The Loneliest Boy in the Western World?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'd like to give a shout out to my mate Billy Kelly. Also, I've just started talking to a guy who emigrated to Canada when he was 12. We were best mates at school, and I've just started talking to him on Skype. So he lives in the Toronto area of Canada. His name's Phil McMahon. So I'd like to give a shout out to him. He's actually a really good, turns out he's a really good guitarist, as Phil. I'd like to say hello to my family as well. My wife, Jackie, and my two sons, James and Alex. Yeah, so that's it. Cheers.
Cause I'm alone. 'cause I'm alive.